Charlie here, and I'm joined with the lovely Fleur East. Fleur, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, good, thank you. You just come off stage. Yes. How was the performance at the arena?
It was incredible. The crowd were amazing, you know, and it's just such a joy to be able to perform my own music, you know, for the first time in such a huge arena. It was amazing.
And the first time in Manchester, what do you think of your Manchester fans?
They are a great crowd. Really hyper, lots of good energy. You could see them dancing. It was great.
Is it good to be here in Manchester for the Christmas season? Because people say we're festive with our Christmas markets and our big gigs like this.
Yes, I've seen a lot of antlers. I've seen lots of Christmas jumpers. Everyone's fully in the festive spirit, and it's great. I love it.
I've got to talk to you about, obviously, your new album.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
I just want to know how proud of you are and how much input and influence did you have over the album?
I had a lot of input. So I've co-written majority of the album. And for me, it was just really important for me to get my style across, and the fact that I'm an entertainer and a performer, and get that across in the songs without actually seeing the performance. So all the songs are really up-tempo, uplifting. There's lots of brass hooks. And I just want people to get the sense of a performance while they're listening to it. So I'm just so excited that it's finally out there, and I'm really proud of it.
And what an album title. Love, yeah. Sex and Flashbacks. What was the inspiration behind that?
It was actually Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll that inspired it. I liked the list. I liked that it was snappy and it was catchy and something to remember. And so I just thought, yeah, there's love on the album. Sax is the first single to come off the album. And Flashbacks, because there's a lot of references to old school music.
Got to talk to you about The X Factor. You're performing tomorrow night. Are you excited? Because obviously now you're not a contestant, you're a professional artist. How's that for you?
Well, it was terrifying the first time I went back to perform Sax. I think I'll be a little bit more relaxed this time because I've got Little Mix on stage with me. So we're all in it together. But it's going to be an incredible experience to perform with the winners. And they're, you know, some of my favourite winners. So.
And have you developed quite a close bond with the girls? Because I saw your video when they were dancing with you.
Yes.
You know, to have such a big girl band dance with you, how does that make you feel?
They're very supportive, and they're so successful, but they're still so humble. And they're just lovely girls. And, yeah, I mean, it is surreal, you know, having them support me and dance to my songs with me. And now I'm performing at Wembley with them. I never thought I'd say that. So I'm going to really enjoy myself tomorrow.
And I believe you're doing a bit of collaboration with them. What can you tell us?
Well, I mean, we're just going to try and bring the Little Mix flavour and the Fleur flavour and just bring it together. We're going to be kind of like a super group on the stage.
I can imagine lots of energy with you guys.
Yes, definitely lots of energy.
And I just want to talk to you also about Christmas as well. What would you like for Christmas?
Do you know what? It sounds really boring, but for me, it's just to spend time with my family, because this year has been so busy that I've hardly had any quality time with them. So I'm just going to cherish sitting around the sofa, eating, watching Christmas movies, and just spending time with them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.